Christopher Rivard has been nominated as the Green Party candidate for the Timiskaming-Cochrane riding and will run in the 2022 provincial election. The values of the Ontario Greens closely align with my own, particularly on green jobs, clean energy, sustainable development and housing affordability, Rivard explained in a recent press release. Ontario Greens have a real plan for real action to protect people and the planet. And a real plan to make our communities better. The Green Party of Ontario announced Rivard's nomination this past Tuesday, December 14. This is not Rivard's first run for the Green Party. He threw his hat in the ring during the 2018 election, running in Nipissing riding while living in North Bay. He was a college student at the time, a dynamic and interesting millennial that will bring a fresh youthful perspective to the contest, is how the party described him. See. Green Party candidate says you can vote for what you believe in preparation for this next run. Rivard will work to get more youth involved in politics, the party explains. As a young person, Rivard explained, I realize the status quo does not work for everyone. I believe that my generation needs to get involved in politics in order to bring about change to improve the lives of Ontarians and protect the environment. Young Ontarians are on the front lines of the climate and housing crisis, noted Mike Schreiner, the leader of Ontario's Greens. It is such a pleasure and honor to have someone so energetic and inspiring like Chris represent green values in the North. Currently, Rivard works as a septic inspector with the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority and is a graduate of Canadore College and Laurentian University. Rivard is bilingual, French and English, and involved with the Sturgeon Falls Beautification Committee and is the co-founder of the West Nipissing Green Initiative. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.